popular Carbondale coffee spot, Bonfire Coffee, buzzed with excitement Wednesday evening as volunteers shuffled tables and chairs to make space for the growing crowd to sit. Attendees of all ages waited patiently for Andrew Romanoff, one of 13 candidates in the Democratic primary for Senate in Colorado. As we were waiting for Andrew to show up, I spoke with Michaela Jones, longtime Colorado resident and student at Colorado Mountain College, about why she chose to attend the event.
I originally did just come here to listen, but, you know, given the chance, I may ask him more about how he plans to introduce more mental health regulations and how he plans to also incorporate his work with Colorado Mental Health while he's also back into the ring of politics.
In discussions with others attending the event, mental health came up often. Andrew Romanoff addressed the issue by talking about his background as CEO of Mental Health Colorado.
I took over an organization called Mental Health Colorado that tries to improve care for folks who face a mental health or substance use disorder, reduce the stigma that stops so many people from seeking care in the first place, and, although this was the most controversial law that we supported, make it harder for people in those circumstances to get guns.
Here, Romanoff references the controversial red flag law signed by Governor Jared Polis in April. He then reiterates the potential benefits of the law in reducing suicide deaths.
And suicide itself accounts for about 2/3 of gun deaths across the country. So surely there are some things that we can do, even if we can't get that rate down to zero, which is where it ought to be. Surely there are some things that we can do to reduce suicides and other forms of gun violence in America. That law is one step in that direction.
Romanoff spoke at length about gun reform, calling out Senate Republicans for failing to stand up to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Bills like H.R. 8, a bipartisan proposal that emerged from the U.S. House to require universal background checks, a proposal that commands support from 97% of the American people, including the vast majority of Republicans and gun owners, and in part because there aren't enough Republicans willing to stand up to Mitch McConnell and demand a vote on these issues.
The Democratic candidate for Senate also placed his support behind the proposed Green New Deal and stressed the urgency of addressing climate change.
So the question for us, I think, is whether we're going to simply deny the climate crisis, as the president and Mitch McConnell and Cory Gardner are continue to do, subsidize the pollution that's choking us, or whether we're going to take action. And by that, I don't mean just incremental reform. We might have been able to indulge baby steps if we had started this debate 20 or 30 years ago, but it's too late for that.
Romanoff also made strong statements about corruption, claiming that public offices had been sold to the highest bidder, and touted his refusal to take special interest money during his campaign.
I don't ever want to face the dilemma that so many senators seem to confront when they have to decide whether to do what's right for their constituents or what might be profitable for their corporate contributors. That's a dilemma I won't face. I don't have any corporate contributors. So when we win this race, I'll owe this seat to you, which is the way the system is supposed to work.
The night wasn't just serious, however, as Romanoff took opportunities to lighten the mood, including this comment where he dispels myths about his Russian-sounding last name.
I am no relation to the czars of Russia. The name Romanoff was actually an Ellis Island invention given to my grandparents when they came over from the old country. The original name, it turns out, was Hickenlooper. So,
really? Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper actually announced that he would join the crowded field of candidates for Senate at the same time that Wednesday night's event was going on. Over the course of the evening, Andrew Romanoff also condemned President Trump for emboldening racists and demonizing immigrants and refugees. He spoke about his support for universal single-payer health care and made many comments about Republican incumbent Cory Gardner, including his failure to host a publicly advertised town hall meeting in over 200 days. Once the talk was over, I decided to speak with some people from the audience to get their impression.
I was amazed to hear his history with mental health as someone who has gone through a mental health illness myself. It's amazing to see somebody come through with this kind of history and give insights and how passionate he was about that.
I kind of liked that he seemed to do a little less of the politician speak and a little more of just kind of saying what he feels. For instance, he talked a lot about mental health and how it has struck his family personally. And so he kind of opened his heart about that as opposed to just giving a standard speech about it.
You know, I feel like Andrew had some incredible statistics on just sort of how bad things are, what really is going on. And facts, I think he made great points about, you know, we used to have the same facts and we went with that. So I think he's just an incredibly informed and really intelligent creative, bright person.
The event lasted over an hour, so there was a lot of stuff that I had to leave out of this story. So if you're interested in learning more about Andrew or any of the candidates for Senate in Colorado, go to their websites and check out their policy positions. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.